following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is the Coosa Valley Orthopedics Tip-Off Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9, the Volunteer Basketball. As we move into the boys' game, Volunteers hosting the Sylacauga Aggies. Coach, let's go back to last week. Balls went down and hosted played Sylacauga down in Sylacauga there at the middle school gymnasium. Volunteers kind of fought back, fought hard, but struggled to score the basketball in that game. Let's go back and look at that and see what we think the Vols are going to need to do different tonight to be able to win this game.
Well, that last game, Sylacauga won 51-44, and it went right down to the wire. And Sylacauga had a couple of guys in double figures. C.J. Franklin had 14 that night, and Aiden Crow had 11. And, that was a night where Deshaun Gibbons had a good night, had 18 points. A lot of that coming from the foul line, so we need to see Soap attacking the rim tonight and getting himself back to the foul line as well. Kevin Cherry had a very good second half in that game, so we look for that to continue tonight. And I think the Volunteers, first thing, we've got to stay out of foul trouble, and I think we'll be okay in this game. The rebounding, they hurt us with rebounding. Their big guy did a number on us that last game, so we've got to kind of keep him in track in this game tonight.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to get ready for the tip as they announce the starting lineups here at Central High School of Clay County as the Volunteers are hosting the Sylacauga Aggies in area play right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Getting a loan from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is so easy, anyone can do it. Is it Get Right, Charlie? Whether you need a personal loan, home equity loan, auto loan, or credit card, you can easily apply online at CoosaPinesFCU.org or through our apps. Sign your forms online and save yourself a trip to the branch. Now that will make your tail wag. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS ID 464059.
Marble City Urology in Sylacauga offers specialized care in urological health. Marble City Urology features a range of services aimed at addressing various conditions and concerns. Staffed by Dr. Lansing Patterson and his professional team, Marble City Urology focuses on delivering comprehensive patient care. As a part of Coosa Valley Medical Center's health network, it contributes to the community's overall health services. Additional details are available online at cvhealth.net.
This is Clay Central Basketball on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Presented by First Bank of Alabama, Alta Point Health, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Central Alabama Community College, Radio Alabama Sports, and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Sponsored by Frank's Point of View, First State Bank, Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Don's Pawn and Jewelry, Integrity Cabinets, Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Sassy's Convenience Store, Honey's Cafe, Poultry South, Blair's Family Farm and Market, Atkinson Homes, Penhody Experience Foundation, Hill Auto Sales, First Capital Insurance, Matthews Meat Market, Buddy's Sports Country, Clay County Economic Development Council, Piggly Wiggly of Ashland and Lineville, Highway 9 Tire, Farmhouse and Company, and Ashland Auto Parts. Now, here's color analyst Coach Jerry Weems and the voice of Clay Central High School Athletics, Rusty Taylor.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9. I'm not sure what the discussion is here. There was some little bit of a hold up here. Looking over here at the student section. But looks like we're underway. Aggies get the tip, control the tip to start the game. That's over to number five. That's C.J. Franklin. Back over to Jordan Robertson, the point guard. At the top of the key, Robertson guarded by Zion Newell. That looked like he might have got by with a slide of foot, but no call. And that'll be up and in for two. Thought he drug that foot on that turnaround, but no call there. Balls with the basketball over to Soap Gibbons. Gibbons down to Caden Glenn. Glenn over to Kevin Cherry. Cherry over to Zion Newell. Oh, down to Calvin Simmons, and Simmons lays it up and in. This is a different starting five by far than we've been seeing in the Vols with a good score down on offense.
Well, I think Coach Giddens trying to get a little more size in there with Simmons starting tonight. And I think we're playing defensively, we're doing something different as well. We're kind of dropping back in to a 2-3 look, forcing them to shoot outside.
There's a three up by Robertson. And you also, so you've got Braxton Young, a normal starter, not in, and also Boyd, the Damian Boyd. So two new starters tonight, Zion Newell and Simmons. Cherry's shot up, no good. Fight for the rebound. Newell hustles down and gets it. Newell over to Cherry, back over to Caden Glenn. Open three-point look, and he drained it, and the balls are up 5-2.
Very unusual defensive change here for the Volunteers.
Playing that 2-3 zone.
I can't ever recall us starting a game in a zone. But I'm pretty sure what it's doing.
But there's the ball block. Right now it's bothering the Sylacauga.
Yeah, it's forcing them into a perimeter game that they're not used to playing.
We get it down to Calvin Simmons. Simmons shot up, no good. Good position, but does not get the shot to go. There's C.J. Franklin with a basketball over to Robertson. Robertson is going to get called for a foul. He's going to call Soap Gibbons on the foul.
You know, the theory of this zone defense, they didn't hurt us shooting threes. They hurt us penetrating. And that 2-3 is going to take away that penetration.
Coach Josh Ginn's not happy at all with that foul call. There's an open three-pointer for the Aggies. Loose ball's tipped out, and Corbin Peterson comes out, or Patterson comes down with it for the Aggies. Over to number four in the corner, that's Eric O'Neill. Back to C.J. Franklin at the top of the key. Ball's lead 5-2.
They're looking to try to get into a gap every opportunity they possibly can.
Franklin over to Corbin Patterson in the corner. Patterson back over to C.J. Franklin. Franklin with the basketball. Franklin fires up the three-pointer. It's no good, but nobody goes and gets a rebound. And it leaves a wide-open shooter there, Eric O'Neill, and he drains the jumper. Good blockouts, but nobody closed on the basketball when it come out the rim, off the rim.
Yeah, we've got to attack the rim.
We look to get it down to Kevin Cherry.
The only problem is we've got Simmons out there with that entry pass, and he's not used to playing out there on the perimeter, making that pass to the inside.
Now we're going with an even bigger lineup, putting Whetstone in, Coach, and he's up at the top. Well,
that'll give us a chance offensively to go with a high-low situation.
There's Jordan Robertson with the basketball. Out to number eight. Ball's blocked by Calvin Simmons. Saved back in to Crow. There's a ball lost. That's got to be a travel, and it is.
Yeah, he lost the ball and went and gathered it back in, which is a travel. But you can see their plan is to try to penetrate inside the defense. Sylacauga, of course, man-to-man on their end.
There's And Kevin Cherry drains a three on the other end.
Two threes here in the first quarter for Kevin.
Ball's doubling Aggies up, 8-4 here, 3:46 to go opening period. That's C.J. Franklin. Over to Jordan Robertson. Robertson back over to C.J. Franklin. Franklin's drive to the basket, and he lays it up and in.
Franklin, very good offensive player. Led them in scoring last week when we played.
So Gibbons brings it up across midcourt, and there's a lazy pass going to be stolen away there by Robertson. Robertson's shot's going to be blocked away by Caden Glenn and off an Aggie.
Yeah, Soap got a little lazy with that entry pass, and it was stolen by Patterson or Peterson, Robertson, who could not make a play at the other end.
There's Soap Gibbons looking to get it down low. Good pass there down the lane. Good cut to Whetstone, and good job by Simmons to get it dished off, and the ball's lead by 4-10-6. Jordan Robertson with the basketball. Back over to Franklin. Franklin guarded by Soap Gibbons. There's Robertson. Robertson in the lane, kicks it out. There's a drive to the basket and a pass, and we're going to get a foul. That was Eric O'Neill. Foul is going to, we'll see who he called the foul on. That's number three for the Volunteers, that being Damian Boyd.
And again, you could see O'Neill going to the basket to draw that foul, and that's their game, going to the basket.
And O'Neill hits the jumper, and the ball's lead by 2-10-8.
Inbound pass came directly to O'Neill right there for an easy shot.
Ball with the basketball over to Simmons. Down low to Soap Gibbons. Down to Whetstone. Whetstone's shot up, no good. Rebound goes to number four, Eric O'Neill. Over the top of the Damian Boyd. There's a ball almost turned over by C.J. Franklin. There's a travel called as Franklin runs into Braxton Young.
C.J. Franklin tried to go right into the gap between the guard and the low guy and took an extra step.
Braxton Young with the basketball. Ball's lead by 2-10-8, 1:55 to go here opening period.
Simmons replaced by Trenton Glenn in there in the post.
So Gibbons, good layup and in, and the balls are up again by 4-12-8.
Good drive by Soap, and he was able to finish with his left hand right there.
It's good to see. Soap didn't have a basket in the last area game. Good to see him getting on the board here in the first. There's Corbin Patterson with a basketball over in the corner. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Soap Gibbons. Gibbons back up the floor. Guarded by C.J. Franklin. Entry pass is stolen away. Looking for LaDamian Boyd, and it's Corbin Patterson stepped in front of that pass. Fire up a quick three, no good. Balls back the other way.
Right now, both teams pushing the ball every opportunity that they get.
Gibbons over to Braxton Young. They look down low to Whetstone. Whetstone had trouble handling the pass. Back out to Braxton Young. Over to Gibbons on the right wing. Gibbons drives. Gibbons shot high off the glass. No good. And the rebound goes to Jordan Robertson. Robertson over Aiden Crow. Crow's long three-pointer no good off a back rim, and rebound goes to Soap Gibbons.
And we know Crow can shoot that. He can step out. 6'5 player can step out there and shoot that ball on the wing.
Gibbons hoping to take the last shot here. Trenton Glenn steps out and tries to set the screen. Over to Whetstone. Braxton Young back to Soap Gibbons. 6 seconds on the game clock. Gibbons fires up a wild three. not a very good shot there at the end of the clock.
It hit the cord up high above the backboard, which makes it a dead ball. So Silicaga gets it in.
three-quarter shot was falls short. Ball's a lead, 12-8 after one right here on Classic Country 90.9. Stick around as the Volunteers are hosting the Sylacauga Aggies here in area action on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
In Sylacauga offers specialized care in urological health. Marble City Urology features a range of services aimed at addressing various conditions and concerns. Staffed by Dr. Lansing Patterson and his professional team, Marble City Urology focuses on delivering comprehensive patient care. As a part of Coosa Valley Medical Center's health network, it contributes to the community's overall health services. Additional details are available online at cvhealth.net.
Don's Pawn and Jewelry in Ashland is a trusted local pawn shop with years of experience serving Clay County residents and beyond. The shop has items including jewelry, electronics, tools, guns, and more. With a reputation for reliability, Don's Pawn and Jewelry has a secure and friendly environment. Conveniently located on Court Square in Ashland, the shop is a well-known spot in the community for quality goods and trusted service. 256-354-2727. 256-354-2727.
Second quarter action is brought to you by Integrity Cabinets. Integrity's promise is to always conduct business with integrity. Integrity Cabinets on Highway 49 in Lineville.
We welcome you back here, Coach. Quickly, I know you got some stats from the first period.
Well, we do. A close game. The stats are close. Four turnovers for the Volunteers, only two for the Aggies. The rebound is dead even. And that gives us our 12-8 score here starting the second quarter.
Aggies, we turn the ball over right there, trying to get the lob down. Calvin Simmons rejects that ball. It's thrown back in and saved, and the Aggies get it. Aggies, Robertson looking for a drive. Good drive to the basket. High off the glass, but the shot does not go. Calvin Simmons had the ball, but stepped out of bounds, realized he couldn't come back in and get it himself.
Well, we saw C.J. Franklin get inside the defense just a moment ago, and Simmons right there waiting on him to swat it away. I think that's the value of having Simmons back in there in the middle of this 2-3.
There's Corbin Patterson with the basketball. 7 minutes to go here in the first half. Ball's lead 12-8. Corbin Patterson over the corner as Aiden Crow. Crow's three-pointer, no good. Rebound is by Eric O'Neill, and it's laid up and in. And Coach Josh Giddens quickly going to call a timeout as that leads cut down to two here. And he's not impressed by that effort on the board. So we'll take a quick break right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Simple, fast, accurate. Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO of First Bank of Alabama. We know life moves fast, and that's why we've made banking simple. With our cutting-edge mobile app, you can manage your finances anytime from anywhere life takes you, like paying bills, transferring funds, and even check deposits right from your phone. Banking that fits your lifestyle. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We welcome you back here. Volunteers with the basketball. 6:40 to go here in the first half. Vols lead 12-10 over the Sylacauga Aggies. Braxton Young fires up a long three. It doesn't go. And the rebound goes to Aiden Crow and the Aggies. Up to Patterson. Patterson over to Jordan Robertson. Robertson loses the ball. Caden Glenn's got it. Glenn drives to the basket. High off the glass. Shot does not go. And the ball is deflected around. And up here to Jordan Robertson. Robertson shot in and out, no good. Braxton Young with a rebound.
And you know, Rusty, I'm not so sure we're not seeing some sort of hybrid defense out of the Volunteers when we get back defensively.
It seems to have the Aggies really kind of mixed up. There's a drive here by O'Neill. O'Neill gets two players up in there but misses the shot. You know, done a good job with the ball fake.
Simmons needs to stay on the floor, though, rather than going for the block on that particular shot.
Kevin Cherry looks to drive to the basket. That shot's blocked, but they're going to call number four, Eric O'Neill, for the foul.
Only the first team foul in this game against Sylacauga.
5:35 to go in the first half. And, you know, this is the top score that the Vols need to hold this thing at. To, you know, they need to. We talked about it. We talked about it multiple times. The Vols need to be hold the opponent into the 40s for it to be their type of game. And that right now they've held them to 10 with 5:35 to go in the first half. And Kevin Cherry makes the first, and the Vols lead 13-10. Right now, the Vol defense smothering the Aggies, honestly. Cherry misses the second. Up to O'Neill, over to Aiden Crow. Crow guarded by Kevin Cherry, back to Corbin Patterson, and they'll restart. Over to C.J. Franklin on the right wing. He's guarded by Caden Glenn. Back over to Patterson. Patterson thought about the long three-pointer and decided better of it. Right now, the Aggies being patient looking over the Volunteer defense. Over to Eric O'Neill. O'Neill will fire the three-pointer and drain it. And we're tied up at 13.
I'm not sure if we're playing some sort of triangle in two or a tandem. It's one or the other. It's restricting what Silicaga's doing offensively.
There's a Aggies go for the steal, unable to get it. Ball's had numbers but didn't take advantage of it. But they do get it down to Whetstone. His shot's blocked. Cherry goes back up. That shot doesn't go. Newell with it. The head fakes over to Cherry. Cherry's three-pointer is good. Ball's up 16-13. Big shot there by Kevin Cherry. And we're going to get a hold. And they're going, that basket is not going to count. That's going to be on the foul.
That is two fouls on Soap.
4:21 to go here in the first half. There's a ball inbound, almost stolen away. Open look here for number four, Eric O'Neill, and he drains it. Knotted back up at 16.
Two consecutive three-pointers for O'Neill.
16, all. There's a pass deflected out of bounds by the Aggies. .402 to go here in the first half. The Balls knotted up here in area play to the Silicaga Aggies. Kevin Cherry pulls up on the jumper. He doesn't make it, but Whetstone gets the rebound, gets his own rebound, goes up, does it go. Zion Newell.
Zai got himself down in there that time where he could not shoot over a defender.
There's going to be a charge called on number five, C.J. Franklin, as he goes to the basket.
Yeah, C.J. out of control on that drive. We stepped in, drew the charge, and we're doing a pretty good job defensively at
Braxton
this point.
Young have walked the ball up. Ball's knotted up at 16. 3:23 to go. Ball almost stolen away there on the pass. That's Cherry with the basketball, and he loses it. Turned over to the Aggies. That's Franklin. Almost loses his dribble. He's going to be fouled making the shot as C.J. Franklin lays it up and in. And the Aggies, I do believe this may be the first lead of the afternoon for the Aggies at 18-16.
Well, I think we had Zion Newell picking up that foul right there, and so a chance to complete a three-point play for C.J. Franklin.
He misses it. Cherry with the rebound.
C.J. getting very aggressive attacking the rim here, so we need to be aware of that defensively.
Cherry with the basketball on the left wing over to Caden Glenn. Back to Zion Newell. Newell over to Cherry. Back to Braxton Young. Back to Cherry, over to Young. Young to Caden Glenn, thought about the three-pointer, forced it down low, deflected back out, but the Balls retained possession. Kevin Cherry with a jumper. That shot does not go. A kind of quick shot there, but Cherry makes a lot of those.
Yeah, we got it in a good spot. He just didn't make it. Now here goes Franklin to the basket.
Franklin
kicking out.
Throws it over to Crow, back to Robertson. Robertson's shot, no good. Fight for the rebounds, tipped out, and Braxton Young's got it. 2:19 to go, first half. Vols trail by 2, 18-16.
This has been a pretty quick half here, Rusty.
It really has. Newell drives down and almost throws that away, but Caden Glenn gets it. Wide open three-pointer for Braxton Young, and he drains it. And the Vols lead again, 19-18. Wide open backside.
Yeah, Braxton had plenty of time to get his feet set on that one.
Moved the ball, got it, looked down, got a ball just like you want it, and drained it. Almost like shooting a free throw, Coach. There's Aiden Crow left wide open, but he misses his, and the Vols get the rebound. Looking to add to this one-point lead. They're up 19-18, 1:32 to go here first half. Zion Ewell, jumper, good. Ball's up 21.
First basket for Zion this game.
1:20 to go here.
We're matching up what is 2-3 matchups what we're playing.
There's going to be a timeout by head coach Joel Jones of the Sylacauga Aggies. As he takes this timeout, let's take it with him right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
East Central Alabama Gas District is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs, as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District. Natural gas, comfortable, responsible.
We come back, Aggies with a basketball. Over in the corner there to Eric O'Neill. Back over to number 3, Gabe Harrell. Harrell guarded by Braxton Young. Harrell over to Corbin Patterson. Patterson looking to drive. Shot up good.
Good maneuver there by Patterson to get that field goal.
Ball's lead by 1, 21-20, 48 seconds to go here first half. Braxton Young throws it away. He does get in front of Patterson, makes him pick up his dribble. There's a foul called on Damari Whetstone, but
yeah, Whetstone in the wrong place there to pick up that one.
On a loose ball, actually.
Zion Ewell coming out. Calvin Simmons checking in. Sylacauga could take the last shot if they so choose here.
35 seconds to go here. No play clock in high school basketball. Over to Aiden Crow. Crow drives baseline, kicks it back out. There's a shot up, no good, but Crow gets the rebound. He's fouled. And Crow's going to go to the line shooting two, a chance to tie or take the lead here.
Trendon Glenn picking up that foul underneath. And it'll give the big guy, Crow, a chance to give the Aggies the lead.
And he makes the first, tying it up at 21. 21 seconds to go. 21's on the board. A lot of twos and ones up there on the scoreboard. 21.1 seconds. See if Crow can leave it there. But he don't. He adds another two, and it's 22-21, Aggies lead. Balls, let's see if they can take the last shot, but it needs to look better than it did in the first period. Over to Newell. We're having trouble hanging on the basketball. There's Cherry. We're not even going to get a shot off. Zion Ewell is going to get a shot off, but it's not a very good one, too.
Yeah, it was a four shot.
But that's where we're going to end the first half. Vols trail by one, 22-21. We'll take a break. We'll total up some stats and come back here at halftime with the Vols trailing the Sylacauga Aggies 22-21.
This is Clay Central.
Tires are an investment, and you can extend the life of your tires with proper alignment. Highway 9 Tire in Lineville now has a calibrated four-post alignment rack for front and rear alignments. This all-new alignment rack works on the newest models and even the antique cars. The phone number for Highway 9 Tire is 256-396-3040. They also offer a full-time mechanic to keep you rolling down the road. Highway 9 Tire is also your local Exmark dealer and is proud to support Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network.
It's a new year with new goals and plenty of New Year's resolutions. It's a great time to take a look at your monthly expenses and just do a reset. First Capital Insurance in Lineville could be a great place to start. First Capital Insurance works with several insurance companies to find a plan that fits your needs and your budget. The phone number for First Capital Insurance is 256-396-2131, and they're located at 575 College Street in Lineville. First Capital Insurance is proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
Honey's Home Cooking. The sound of that probably takes you back to your mom's special dish or those meals at Grandma's house. A meal at Honey's Cafe may not cause you to spend hours in the kitchen, but it tastes just like you did. Located at 60 Park South in Lionville, Honey's Cafe features meats and vegetables that are cooked fresh each morning.
Buddy's
open Sunday through Friday from 10:30 to 2. Their phone number is 256-396-9101. Honey's Cafe is proud to bring you volunteer athletics on the Clay Central Sports Network.
Buddy Sports Country is a proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network. Buddy Sports Country is your local dealer of Benelli, Browning, and Glock firearms. They add more selection and new products almost daily inside the huge showroom. They even feature some used firearms as well. Buddy's also offers a full stock of ammo, plus they have a wide range of fishing supplies. Open 8 to 5, Tuesday through Saturday. Buddy Sports Country, located on Highway 431 at Hollis Crossroads, where sales tax is only 6%.
This is the Coosa Valley Wound Care Halftime Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Let's welcome back here to Classic Country 90.9. Volunteers trailing 22-21 here. Coach, share some stats and how we got to this point.
Well, Rustin, Kevin Cherry offensively is carrying us tonight. He has 10 points at halftime and 3 three-pointers, by the way, which is unusual for him. Nobody else has more than one basket for us, as you can imagine, with a 21 points. And then for Sylacauga, Eric O'Neill having a tremendous game, 12 of their 22 points. He scored, and C.J. Franklin has a couple of baskets. Nobody else with more than two, with more than one field goal, rather, for them. And then the turnover rate has been pretty low. We've committed 8 turnovers, Sylacauga only 4. And I think a lot of that reason is our defensive philosophy tonight has changed somewhat. We're playing some man-to-man, but we're using some zone principles there. We're kind of playing off our men, particularly off the ball, and what we're trying to do is take away the dribble penetration by Sylacauga that they hurt us so bad with the first time we played them. And we've done that for the most part, except when they throw a skip pass, they're able to get into a gap with penetration then before we can recover. But, by and large, the style of defense that we're playing is effective. I mean, they've only got 22 points here at halftime, and I doubt there's any other game they played this year where they've had that few a point. But the problem is offensively for us, only 21 points. We've missed an assortment of shots in the paint. We've had a few good opportunities out on the perimeter. And then the 8 turnovers – it gives us fewer possessions than they've had as well. So the rebounding pretty even. They beat us in the rebounding department the first time we played, but we actually lead by one here tonight. So a lot of second half action still to come, and we've got to step it up a little on the offensive end. And hopefully, you know, defensively we can do some adjustments or whatever. I'm sure Coach Jones of Sylacauga, he's in there trying to figure out what he can do offensively to try to garner more than 22 points. But I don't know if we'll start back out with the same philosophy defensively or not. But it certainly worked for 16 minutes here, Rusty.
Well, Coach, let's take a break here. We're going to take about 3 or 4 minutes here and get ready for the second half, as it looks like we're about 4.5 minutes away from the start of the second half right here on Classic Country 90.9. The Balls trail the Sylacauga Aggies 22-21 at the half.
Classic Country 90.9 relies on the support from area businesses like Honey's Cafe or Miss Anita's Family Restaurant. Honey's offers a daily hot bar featuring Southern-style cooking. They feature a full menu of sandwiches, salads, and catfish, as well as chicken and shrimp plates. They offer catering services and a large dining room for special events. Open Sunday through Friday from 10:30 until 2. Their phone number is 256-396-9101. Honey's Cafe, 60 Park South in Lineville.
As you travel throughout the area, there's a good chance you'll get behind a car, truck, or SUV that has a Hill Auto Sales sticker on the back. For more than 10 years, Hill Auto Sales has been providing the people of this area with a great selection of all makes and models. Hill Auto Sales offers personal service with guys that have years of experience working with the people in our community. Hill Auto Sales is located in the heart of Lineville, and they're open Monday through Friday. The website is buyfromhill.com, and the phone number is 256-396-1100. Hill Auto Sales, proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
From sleek modern kitchens to timeless classic styles, Integrity Cabinets has the perfect solution for every home. Their custom cabinets are designed to fit unique needs and taste, ensuring every detail is perfect. Integrity Cabinets, where quality meets integrity, building something amazing together. The phone number is 256-354-1431, and their website is integritycabinets.com. Integrity Cabinets, sponsoring the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
You all know that Matthews Meat Market has locally raised beef, pork, and chicken. But what else do they offer? How about Schoolhouse Pizza, chicken fingers, and buffalo wings as well? Turnovers and cheesecake. Matthews also has frozen biscuits and Sister Schubert rolls. Matthews Meat Market is more than a butcher shop, located on Highway 49, just north of Lineville. Matthews Meat Market is open Monday through Saturday from 8 till 5. They're closed on Wednesdays. Matthews Meat Market is proud to be a part of the Clay Central Sports Network.
At Piggly Wiggly, we've been bringing you top quality groceries for decades. From farm fresh produce and premium meats to your favorite snacks and everyday essentials, we've got everything you need and more. Now featuring a deli filled with fresh meats and vegetables, Piggly Wiggly in Ashland and Lineville is your full service grocery store. Located just off the Ashland Square and on the hill in Lineville, Piggly Wiggly is truly down home, down the street. Piggly Wiggly, proud to sponsor local radio on Radio Alabama.
Legal troubles got you down? Whether it's a DUI, a divorce, juvenile matters, real estate closings, civil lawsuits, or estate planning, the Law Office of Tyler Sims brings experience, compassion, and results to your legal battles, helping you navigate life's toughest challenges. Phone 256-396-2182 or online at sims.law. The Law Office of Tyler Sims, the official law firm of the Clay Central Sports Network.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
In business since 2012, Poultry South specializes in helping buy or sell poultry farms. The Poultry South team understands the unique needs of their customers, and PoultrySouth.com is now the go-to web portal for poultry farms for sale in Alabama, Georgia, and throughout the Southeast. The website is PoultrySouth.com. The Poultry South team at Southeastern Land Group is proud to support local radio on Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network.
Third quarter action is brought to you by Sassy's Convenience Store. All your food and fuel needs are at Sassy's Convenience Store in Lineville.
We We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9 as we move into the second half. You're just now joining us. The girls getting a big area victory earlier in the night, and then the JV, the B team boys, also winning. JV girls lost in overtime a little bit earlier to the Sylacauga Aggies over another gym, and now we've got another close one. Everything's been a battle, Coach, and it looks like this one's going to come right down to the end.
Well, you're right, and you mentioned those girls. They won, our varsity girls won 35-23, surviving a rash of turnovers again to stay in the area race. And now the girls down to two area games remaining. We've got Shelby County and Briarwood Christian next week. It's the only thing remaining. And right now the boys, after this game, they'll have those same two games. But we've got to try to get through this one. And it's a critical game here that the Volunteers need to win to stay in the area race.
Aggies will start the second half with the basketball, and Franklin has it. Over to Aiden Crow. Crow got happy feet there and traveled right off the bat.
Yeah, he shuffled those feet trying to get himself in position for a shot, and he couldn't sneak it by Billy Paul Williams, the referee.
Ty Newell bringing the ball up the floor. Back with that original starting five here to start the second half. Newell picks up his dribble over to Cherry. Cherry over to Gibbons.
Soap sent out a good portion of that second quarter with two fouls.
Cherry with a jumper does not go, but the rebound goes to Calvin Simmons. Simmons out to Newell, over to Caden Glenn. Caden's three-pointer is no good, but Simmons gets up there and gets the rebound, but lost it. Put it on the floor. That's where he had to keep that ball up high.
That's where he got in trouble.
There's a three-pointer, no good. So Gibbons with a rebound.
We've got to try to get somebody involved offensively other than Kevin Cherry.
Gibbons loses the ball. Newell, good effort down there by Calvin Simmons. Put back is good, and the balls are back on top, 23-22.
Simmons going to war on the boards here in this third quarter.
Patterson, we got Patterson trapped in the corner, but he gets it all the way out to Jordan Robertson. Aiden Crow with the basketball. Back over to Robertson. Back to Patterson. Back over to C.J. Franklin. Franklin, open three-point look. No good. Rebound goes to Soap Gibbons.
Well, right now we're forcing them into a perimeter game, and they're not making them. So defensively, what our strategy is working right now until they make the three-pointers.
They kick it out here to Patterson. You can just tell their offense is
off-kilter. Out of sync. They're out of rhythm.
Almost a turnover there. And here's a big part of it. It's Crow's not been involved as he hits the jumper. He's not been very involved here tonight so
far.
Well,
he created that shot by getting into the gap of that 2-3 over there. Anytime they break us down and get the ball inside.
Almost just throw the ball away, but Caden Glenn saves it. Over to Newell. Back over to Caden Glenn. Over to Gibbons. Left side, three-pointer, no good.
Really need Soap to step up on offense.
Ball's trailing 24-23. There's Aiden Crow with a three-pointer, and it hits nothing but the backboard. And ball is – Soap tried to force it down there. Simmons kind of not expecting the pass.
Well, that last shot for Sylacauga, we've got Crow. We've got Crow actually aiming the ball rather than just stepping into a shot, and he missed that last one badly. So
he gets substituted for. I think that's what Coach Joel Jones is talking to him about. C.J. Franklin with the basketball. Over to Corbin Patterson, open three-pointer, hits front rim, no good, rebound. Simmons really on the boards here to start the second half.
And they continue to miss fire from the three-point line.
Kevin Cherry, long jumper in and out, no good. Rebound to Corbin Patterson. Lost trail 24-23, 4:43 to go in the third. And there is a rebound. That's number 24, which I don't have a 24. Coach, you have a 24?
No, I don't. Calvin Simmons, by the way, picking up that foul.
And that'll bring DeMar Whetstone in. Robertson inbounds on his own baseline. And Zion Newell picks the pocket. Up to Caden Glenn and lay up and in. That's a good steal by Newell, and the balls are back on top, 25-24.
Yeah, a fast break opportunity there, and we turned it into 2 points. Very few fast break points by either team.
There's another steal. That's Soap Gibbons. He'll take it to the basket. He's fouled and laid up and in. Good strong move that time by Soap Gibbons, and the balls are up by 3 and a chance to go up by 4.
Yeah, Soap read that pass back on the other end. It was a cross court pass between the guards. He read it, stepped in, and took it all the way down in to draw the and one right here.
It's a big game here, a chance to even things up with Sylacauga. And he drains that the free throw. Ball's up by 4, 28-24.
Volunteers staying in there 2-3, kind of matching up based on where their personnel move.
There's a shot. There's a charge. The shot was blocked from behind by Whetstone, but a charge taken by number 15, Soap Gibbons.
Well, that's the effect of being in, having that zone guy back in the middle when he tried to drive there. And by the way, that's Franklin's third foul in this game.
3:54 to go here in the third. Balls lead 28-24 and have the basketball. Balls playing the Sylacauga Aggies here in a big area matchup. Aggies picked up the win over the Balls last week in Sylacauga. So Gibbons over to Zion Newell. Newell at the top of the key. Over to Kevin Cherry. Over to Gibbons. Gibbons will pick up and fire the three, and that's up and no good. Real long. Need Soap to start making a few of those, and Soap gets another steal. Soap all the way to the basket, lays it up and in.
And again, Soap playing a zone on the wing was able to step in rather than having to check his man if it had been man-to-man.
There's going to be a timeout. So balls go up by 6. Coach Joel Jones will call the timeout. Balls lead 30-24 right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Stick around. We'll bring you more Balls basketball.
A good coach will tell you that defense wins championships. When it comes to flu season, a good defense can help keep the flu from invading your home. The drugstore now features grab-and-go flu defense kits with essential flu meds and supplies. Have a college student in your home? These are perfect for taking back to school. The phone number to the drugstore is 256-354-3784. Located next to the Clay County Hospital, where your health is their main concern. The drugstore, proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
Passion for justice, unwavering commitment, unparalleled legal expertise. Wheelis and Garmin Attorneys, the official law firm of the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Online at wheelisgarmentattorneys.com.
We come back. Sylacauga fires up the long three. It bounces around and falls through. That's a big shot there for the Aggies.
Yeah, Robertson able to knock that one in, keep them within striking distance.
Ball's up by 3. Get it down to Cherry. Cherry back out to Caden Glenn. Open three-point look. It's short, but gets his own rebound. Back out to Soap Gibbons, and we'll reset. 2:30 to go in the third. Balls lead by 3 over to Whetstone. Whetstone gets himself under the goal. They're going to call an offensive foul.
Yeah, they're saying he lowered his shoulder right there.
That was a mighty soft-looking call there to me.
Well,
I mean, you're banging around down low. I mean, he didn't go up under nobody or anything. My goodness.
If Sylacauga starts making these three-pointers, we'll have to adjust our defensive system.
There's a shot block. Is that his? Josh Spear going up, and his shot is blocked. Aggies retain possession. They get it out at the top. Back over to Franklin. Franklin drives over in the corner to number 3. His shot up, no good. Long rebound goes to Eric O'Neill. O'Neal over to C.J. Franklin. Franklin back to O'Neal. O'Neal dribbles around over to Jordan Robertson. Robertson back to O'Neal. Robertson guarded by LaDamian Boyd, loses the basketball, and it was last touched by the Aggies. I don't know what happened. Kind of froze up there on his dribble. I guess he was thinking pass or something and couldn't do both.
He threw the pass to an area where he thought a player was, but there was nobody there.
Ball's lead 30-27 here, 1:36 to go in the third. Gibbons over to Whetstone. Whetstone looks down low here to LaDamian Boyd. Boyd lays it up and in. That's a good move by Boyd. And the ball's back up by 5, 32-27.
Yeah, we had a good cross screen underneath to free Boyd up on that play.
C.J. Franklin brings it up the floor. Back to Franklin on the right wing. Over to Robertson. Robertson guarded by Soap Gibbons, and he gets Gibbons in the air, and that's going to be – is that Gibbons' third foul?
That's his third foul.
Got him in the air. That's a good job there.
Yeah, he went for the pump and got up in the air, and I think Soap going to come out for the last minute here. He missed a good bit of the second quarter as well. Kevin Cherry also getting a breather right here.
Aggies looking inbound, and they get it all the way into the backcourt there to Gabe Harrell. Harrell pulls the jumper. It's no good. Rebounds I knew. 50 seconds to go. Third, Vols lead by 5, 32-27. Over to LaDamian Boyd in the corner. Boyd back across court there to Whetstone. Whetstone, good drive to the basket. Strong move. And the Vols are up by 7, 34-27.
Yeah, Damari made a power move to the basket on that play.
Trending Ben out there defensively. Open three-point look. No good. It goes out of bounds. And the Vols right now, the Ball fans getting a little more involved here as they extend the lead.
They continue to struggle from the three-point line, that's for sure. Only one three-pointer here. And only two field goals altogether in this third quarter for the Aggies.
Ball's lead 34-27.
13-5, the Vols have outscored them here in the third quarter.
Braxton Young with the basketball over to Newell. Ewell over to Trending Lynn. Braxton Young drives in, kicks it back down to Whetstone. Whetstone shot up and good.
Banked it in.
That's a good shot. That's what you use the backboard from the middle of the lane, and that's a good period for the Vols as the Vols go up by 9, 36-27. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll total up some stats, and we'll come back with the fourth period right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network relies on the sponsorship of our listeners and local businesses. Sassy's Convenience Store in Lineville is one of those valuable sponsors. Experts say that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and Sassy's is ready. Sassy's has bacon, ham, pork chop, and sausage biscuit, and you can also add egg and cheese to any of them. They also have homemade gravy biscuits. Located at 88785 Highway 9 in Lineville, Sassy's is a proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
East Central Alabama Gas District is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs, as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-354-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District. Natural gas, comfortable, responsible.
Fourth quarter action is brought to you by Honey's Cafe. Your favorite Southern style cooking is at Honey's Cafe in Lineville.
Coach, share some stats with us as we get this fourth period underway.
Well, we had a big 15-5 advantage there scoring in the third quarter. We out rebounded them 8-5 on the strength of Calvin Simmons' rebounds in that quarter. So right now we're looking good entering this fourth quarter.
There's Calvin Simmons, a great pass over the top, and the Vols are up by double digits, 38-27.
Certainly the largest lead of the game.
There's a drive to the basket. Number 5, C.J. Franklin's going to be fouled.
Yeah, it looked like Calvin may have got him trying to block that shot.
Calvin, I don't think completely
think
agreed
so.
With it, but 7:27 to go. Ball's lead 38-27.
Well, we let Franklin get too deep right there with his drive.
Franklin misses the first.
Anytime we let them penetrate, we're asking for problems.
Kenson Threet goes into the game. Ball's lead by 11, 38-27. That one's off the rim, no good. Rebound, Kevin Cherry. He missed them both, though, Coach.
He did.
See if the Balls can tack on some more here. 7:19 to go. A lot of basketball left to be played, but the Balls playing really well right now. Simmons shot in and out. Good move, Coach, and it just went about halfway down and came back out.
He made an up-and-under move coming back to his left and just missed the shot.
That's a travel. There it is. And the Aggies going to travel to Jordan Robertson.
And, in this second half, Sylacauga only 5 points. Only 5 points in that third quarter. 2 field goals. So this defense has had them baffled here. I'm sure Coach Jones spent a lot of time at halftime trying to come up with some stuff they could do, and he may have created more confusion.
Over to Kevin Cherry. The Balls beat the press. They get it down to Simmons. They look to double down on Simmons. Zion Yule shot up, no good.
They foul Simmons from the backside right there and didn't
We're
call
gonna
it.
Get a jump ball.
Calvin Simmons playing perhaps the best game of the year that he's played.
Getting his probably, I don't know if it's his first start, Coach, but it's the first start I've seen.
It's the best game he's played, I'll tell you that.
He's making his presence known defensively and offensively. Ball's lead 38-27, 6:30 to go. Ball's going to need to keep it going here. There's a drive to the basket, shot up, no good. Ball's tipped around, loose ball goes to Soap Gibbons. All the way up to Caden Glenn, full of court. Glenn's fouled by number 11 and number 4. Let's see who they give it to.
It's probably going to be number 11, and that's who it is.
That's Kenson Threet. That'll put Glenn at the line shooting two. And he rolls it around front, back rim, and it's out. No good.
We haven't been to the free throw line many times tonight.
He made the second. Ball's up by 12, 39-27. 6:11 to go. Drive to the basket. Patterson. Patterson shot's blocked by Simmons, and Simmons takes it away.
Another good job there. And see, when they penetrate, he's standing there in the middle because of the zone principle.
Gibbons all the way to the basket, lays it up and in. Ball's up 41-27.
Gibbons went right through the teeth of their defense that time for that lay-in.
Right now, ball's looking like a different. That looks like an offensive foul to me.
Picking up confidence as we go, the Volunteers are.
They're calling Soap Gibbons with his fourth.
Well, that's going to be a situation where Coach Gibbons is going to have to get him out. With 5.5 minutes left.
There's a shot up, no good. Fight for the rebound. Aggies come out with it. Threet's pass, and that's going to be knocked out of bounds by
Threet. Threet had that rebound there and an easy putback, but missed it. I'm surprised that Soap is staying out there with 4 fouls.
I think he got a cheap one there, and Coach, I think Coach is going to get him out.
Yeah, he's going to put Braxton in.
He's going to take a full timeout here with 5:14 to go. Vols lead by 14. But a lot of basketball left right here on Classic Country 90.9.
East Central Alabama Gas District is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs, as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-354-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District. Natural gas, comfortable, responsible.
It's a new year with new goals and plenty of New Year's resolutions. It's a great time to take a look at your monthly expenses and just do a reset. First Capital Insurance in Lineville could be a great place to start. First Capital Insurance works with several insurance companies to find a plan that fits your needs and your budget. The phone number for First Capital Insurance is 256-396-2131, and they're located at 575 College Street in Lineville. First Capital Insurance is proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
We welcome you back. The Vols get the ball inbounded. Soap Gibbons staying in the game, Coach.
Big surprise. He's still out there.
He probably talked to him about what he's going to do defensively, but the Aggies, if smart, will go after him. But the clock running under 5 minutes. Over to Cherry. Cherry. All been very patient here, Steve.
Well, that's what they need to do. We don't need to shut it down, but we need to be patient.
Simmons sets a screen for Gibbons. Gibbons has it taken away down low by Eric O'Neill.
Yeah, he came inside with a jump stop, and immediately the ball was knocked away from him.
There's a give and go, and that's got to be on the floor. Good job by C.J. Franklin to get the guys in there, but if he's got to realize if he'll go up in them, then he's going to get the call. It's going to be a shooting foul.
And that was Kevin Cherry's first personal foul.
Third team foul in this period. And we let them get the inbound down to Kenson 3, and they put two on the board. Balls lead by 12. And we turn it over on the inbounds play. But they missed the shot, and Cherry gets a rebound.
Yeah, they had more defenders down there than we had players to get the ball inbounds with.
Cherry, jumper, short, no good. No reason to rush that offensively. We got the lead.
Yeah, this last minute hasn't been very good for the Vols on either end of the floor. Whetstone and Young checking in right now for Calvin and Zion Newell.
4:01 to go. Vols lead 41-29. Even though it was a good look, you didn't want to hurry that look. Aggies with a basketball, looking to cut into this Volunteer lead. Open three-pointer look, no good. Fight for the rebound. Cherry's got it. Cherry wisely pulls it back and gets it back to Gibbons. 3:45 to go in the game. Vols lead 41-29. Over to Cherry. Cherry back over to Caden Glenn, back to Braxton Young.
The Vols right now running through their flex pattern, making all the cuts. That's a good way to conserve time.
Gibbons goes to the basket, and he is fouled. He'll be shooting two. What number was that on, Coach?
That's on number two, Corbin Patterson.
See if Gibbons can knock these down. 3:27 to go. See if they can extend this 12-point lead. He makes the first. Ball's up by 13, 42-29.
As long as we can go to the line and make free throws, they'll have a hard time coming back unless they hit a rash of three-pointers.
Gibbons made them both. 43-29, ball's up by 14. 3:25 to go. Pass cross court over to Eric O'Neill. O'Neill over to Patterson. Patterson is fouled. Shot's blocked, but he'll go to the line shooting two. Going to be on number 10, Caden Glenn.
He'll shoot two this time, but the next team foul will...
He'll shoot two as well.
Be an automatic two.
First free throw's no good. I tell you what, you know it's getting serious when you look over there and Gene and his buddies not laid back, you know?
Oh, they're up on the edge of their seat.
You know it's getting serious.
It's been a long night for those guys.
And he makes the second.
Two of the more dedicated basketball fans here.
And we're going to travel and turn it over. Now, that's how we can let them get back in it is turnovers, Coach.
Well, what it is, we're only leaving one person back to receive the inbound pass against their pressure, and they've got three defenders. We need to drop back another guy plus one in the middle.
They get the ball inbounded open, three-point look. No good. Rebound, Soap Gibbons. And there's a foul.
There's no call, all right?
Yeah. And he just put his face right in the floor.
That's only three team fouls on Sylacauga this quarter.
Who was that called on? Number 11.
Threat picking up that foul. Now we've kind of got our number situation a little bit better on this inbound against the press.
3 minutes to go. We get it into Gibbons. Gibbons all the way up to Glenn. We got two on one. Glenn all the way to the basket. Missed the lay-in.
Man, how can he miss that?
I mean, no, really not defended, and he missed it.
Easy layup and 2 points.
The only good thing is the Aggies knock it out of bounds. We get it inbound to Cherry, 2:50 to go.
Still a lot of time.
Over to Caden Glenn. Glenn down to Cherry, back to Braxton Young. Right now we're moving the ball well, though. Over to Gibbons. Gibbons drives baseline, runner up, no good. I don't know why we keep forcing the drives. Good spin move, shot up, no good. Put back, no good. Rebound Aggies, and he'll be fouled, and he'll go to the line shooting two. Well, Corbin Patterson, 2:19 to go. The foul goes to number two, Kevin Cherry.
Kevin picking up his second personal. That's five team fouls now against the Volunteers in this quarter.
I get the opinion, Coach, they're not really being able to put a lot of pressure on us defensively. If we would just hold on to the basketball, we could run 30, 45 seconds easy a possession and end this thing. And make him at least try to foul or something.
Yeah, Aggie's only 3 for 9 from the three-point line.
Ball's lead 43-30, 2:19 to go, and he makes the second. 12-point lead.
Oh, dangerous pass we got away
Caden
with.
Caden Glenn's got another layup, but he'll make this one. 45-31, ball's back up by 14.
Yeah, we beat him with a long pass that time.
The ball's poked away, and they're going to say it was last touch by Kevin Cherry. 2:03 to go. Ball's lead by 14. Ball's playing some good basketball tonight. Some adjustments have been made, Coach, defensively mainly, and it's really messed up. And there's a three-pointer made by number five, C.J. Franklin.
Right now, we just need to take care of the basketball and not force things.
And get it up to Caden Glenn.
Quit throwing cross-court passes.
Back over to Soap Gibbons. And Gibbons is fouled by number five, C.J. Franklin. And that'll be – is that four team fouls or five?
That's four I've got.
So they've got one more to give. 1:42 to go in the game. Ball still lead by 11, Coach. This thing's not over yet. Over to Gibbons. Gibbons holding on to it, seeing if they're going to elect a foul, and they don't. And we throw it away, but not completely. They deflect it out of bounds and will retain possession.
Yeah, anytime you throw it across the court, you're giving a good read to any defender on that side of the floor.
Especially, no passes should be that long trying to secure this lead. Now, we can throw it backcourt here, which would probably be wise. I'm not really understanding why we're taking the ball in where we are from where it went out. But we get it inbounds. And Coach Josh Giddens elects to call a timeout. He wants to talk it over. Ball's lead by 11. 45-34, it'll be 30 seconds. We'll take a quick break right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Honey's Home Cooking. The sound of that probably takes you back to your mom's special dish or those meals at Grandma's house. A meal at Honey's Cafe may not cause you to spend hours in the kitchen, but it tastes just like you did. Located at 60 Park South in Lionville, Honey's Cafe features meats and vegetables that are cooked fresh each morning. Open Sunday through Friday from 10:30 to 2. Their phone number is 256-396-9101. Honey's Cafe is proud to bring you volunteer athletics on the Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, Coach Chris Herron. Ball's looking to wrap up this victory as they're up 45-34 with 1:20 to go. We're going to get a foul. They didn't want to foul Soap Gibbons. They wanted to foul somebody else, and they foul Caden Glenn. Then he'll be shooting two.
Yeah, Caden with a chance to really make it difficult here for the Aggies if he could sink these two.
He made the first. 46-34. Ball's holding the Aggies to 34 points here so far tonight with 1:19 to go. And he made them both. Two big free throws there.
Let's
by Caden.
Let's play defense
Glenn
here without fouling now. Keep that clock moving.
That 13-point lead, 1:15 to go. They'll come down, fire up a three, fight for the rebound. Kevin Cherry comes out with it. Cherry. That's over to Soap Gibbons. Gibbons brings it up. Back over to Gibbons. Right now they're just playing tough defense, not electing the foul. Looking to trap Gibbons. Gibbons gets it down to
Calvin. Got a bad habit of dribbling the ball.
Yeah, he's got a, but he goes down and gets a steal. He's a hustling.
He comes from behind and slaps it away, creating that turnover.
Newell in the corner. The Balls are going to get a big area win here tonight over Sylacauga. As we fire up a three for some reason, I don't really know why. And they bank in a three. There's number two, Corbin Patterson. We got to get it up across court.
We're
over. Will.
That should be it.
The Volunteers are going to get a big 10-point win, 47-37, over the Sylacauga Aggies as the boys and girls pick up victories here tonight. We're going to take a quick break, total up some stats, and we'll come back here and recap this big night for the Volunteers right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Don's Pawn and Jewelry in Ashland is a trusted local pawn shop with years of experience serving Clay County residents and beyond. The shop has items including jewelry, electronics, tools, guns, and more. With a reputation for reliability, Don's Pawn and Jewelry has a secure and friendly environment. Conveniently located on Court Square in Ashland, the shop is a well-known spot in the community for quality goods and trusted service. 256-354-2727. 256-354-2727.
Buddy Sports Country is a proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network. Buddy Sports Country is your local dealer of Benelli, Browning, and Glock firearms. They add more selection and new products almost daily inside the huge showroom. They even feature some used firearms as well. Buddy's also offers a full stock of ammo, plus they have a wide range of fishing supplies. Open 8 to 5, Tuesday through Saturday. Buddy Sports Country, located on Highway 431 at Hollis Crossroads, where sales tax is only 6%.
As you travel throughout the area, there's a good chance you'll get behind a car, truck, or SUV that has a Hill Auto Sales sticker on the back. For more than 10 years, Hill Auto Sales has been providing the people of this area with a great selection of all makes and models. Hill Auto Sales offers personal service with guys that have years of experience working with the people in our community. Hill Auto Sales is located in the heart of Lionville, and they're open Monday through Friday. The website is buyfromhill.com, and the phone number is 256-396-1100. Hill Auto Sales, proud sponsor of Classic Country
Country 90.9.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
This is the Marble City Urology Post-Game Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9 for Volunteer Basketball as the Vols pick up two big victories tonight in area play over Sylacauga. This is a big one, Coach. This could play big as we move forward throughout the year or throughout the rest of – only one more week to go in area play, so it could play very big. But share some stats with us of how we got to this big 47-37 victory.
Well, Rusty, first of all, I've always been one to really appreciate good coaching, and I think we saw that tonight out of the ball. Here's Josh Giddens and his father, the coaching staff, some defensive changes, and it really affected Sylacauga tonight, particularly in the second half when they had time to think about it and try to change some things. It really hurt them offensively. They only scored 15 points the entire second half, 15 and a half, and we held them to only 5 points in that third quarter, which ended up being the difference in the game tonight. But a good defensive job by the coaching staff, and the players carried it out extremely well. We turned the ball over tonight 16 times, which is a little more than we're used to doing. We only forced 12, but we did out-rebound them to make up that difference there in that stat. But looking at the scoring tonight, individual scoring, the Volunteers had good balance, as they normally do. Two men in double figures, Deshaun Gibbons with 11, Kevin Cherry with 10, and all of Cherry's points came in the first half, by the way. And then looking at some other scores, Caden Glenn had 7, Damari Whetstone and Calvin Simmons had 6 each, and then LaDamian Boyd, Braxton Young, and Zion Newell each had a field goal. And, we talked about Calvin Simmons. I think he had perhaps his best game of the year tonight. He did a good job defensively with 4 blocks, and he also had a bunch of rebounds out there tonight. Sylacauga with their offense, Eric O'Neill with 12 points, and then with 7 points each, Corbin Patterson and C.J. Franklin. But, again, the key story was throwing them out of their offensive rhythm and holding them to only 37 points in this game tonight. So the Volunteers stay alive in the area race.
Big win here for the Vols, 47-37. Again, the girls picking up a win. So that moves the Volunteer boys to 3-2 in area play. Is that right? And the girls at
2-2. We've lost to Sylacauga.
That's right. We lost. But we beat Sylacauga and we beat Shelby County.
We've got two left.
Two more. That's right. And our girls are 3-1 in area play. So some big games coming up next week. We're planning right now. We know the weather could change things. Right now, we're planning to bring you basketball from Shelby County on Tuesday night. But there is a possibility of that game being moved to sometime on Monday. So just keep your ears out and pay attention, because that could be a change. And whenever it's done, we're planning on doing it, as the Vols will travel over to Shelby County. And then they'll come back home on Friday to take on Briarwood, which could be a really, really big game right here at Central High School of Clay County. We appreciate you all for sticking with us and joining us here tonight. However you listened or however you watched, we appreciate you. We appreciate all of our folks to make it happen. Until next time, God bless and go Vols.
been listening to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network, presented by First Bank of Alabama, Alta Point Health, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Central Alabama Community College, Radio Alabama Sports, and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Sponsored by Frank's Point of View, First State Bank, Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Don's Pawn and Jewelry, Integrity Cabinets, Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Sassy's Convenience Store, Honey's Cafe, Poultry South, Blair's Family Farm and Market, Atkinson Homes, Penhody Experience Foundation, Hill Auto Sales, First Capital Insurance, Matthews Meat Market, Buddy's Sports Country, Clay County Economic Development Council, Piggly Wiggly of Ashland and Lineville, Highway 9 Tire, Farmhouse and Company, and Ashland Auto Parts. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.